Welcome to Shoujo, the Shoujo Anime Recap Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah, joined by my friend, Joe, and we cover Shoujo anime series and recap and discuss them. Our ongoing one is Chihaya Furu, and we have a few under our belt now. So if this is your first time listening, we suggest going and either starting at the beginning of Chihaya Furu or one of our other series, Skip Beat, Kimi ni Todoke, or Angelic Layer. But regardless, happy you're here. Happy holidays. It's our Christmas week episode, even though the subject matter this week is not Christmas related in any way.
No Christmas happening in Chihaya Furu.
No.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. If you want our actual Christmas episode, you can look back at the Kimi ni Todoke episode 20 through 22. That's our actual Christmas special that happened in June.
Yeah.
So
you don't just drop in to without watching just Kimi ni Todoke. Like yes. Oh. But yeah. So I'm feeling the season is here. I'm feeling super stuffy, which I always sound nasally anyway, so that's nothing new. But Joe is also feeling
feel normal.
Okay, well,
nothing happened to me.
No,
I definitely didn't get the flu a day before I had to get on an airplane and then couldn't go.
At least you're being considerate.
That would be stupid.
Yeah, not just
I was so dead. I mean, I'm still so dead. I still have the flu, but it was like I don't have any respiratory symptoms, so like that's all fine. But it's just like I have body aches and I'm very tired and like moving around sucks and like all those other things. Terrible.
That's the, because I normally don't get sick ever, but like if my whole, because it's like your whole body just feels tired. And that's the only time I know if I'm feeling unwell. Just very achy. So I get that. But yeah, we're still here, still putting out an episode because we roll. And we're not lazy like all the fancy podcasts that take off 2 weeks until New Year's. We're here.
I mean, maybe we should.
We're in the trenches.
We could have.
But this is fun. So, and you said no. So, we're here.
Yeah, because I watched the episodes already. So it's if we did it later, I'd forget everything that happened.
Absolutely.
So, but you know, there's no way that could happen.
Yeah, but since it's Christmas time, what any more? Have you done any holiday parties? Is that why you got sick or anything festive going on in your life right now?
I've done zero festive things.
Do you have any decor in your place? Like,
did I put up Christmas decorations? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, because I was supposed to be in Houston.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't
either. 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Family calls me the Grinch. I don't know. It's just me.
But you live there. You could have. I have decorations. I just didn't put them up this year because I was only going to be here for 2 weeks in December. So like it feels like a waste to put up decorations for 2 weeks and then have to take them down again.
It's probably been 7 years.
You were going to be there the whole time.
Since I tried to have a Christmas tree. And I think, let's see, I had like, it was a fake one, but like the ferrets would crawl in it. And then I think my dogs like knocked it over and ate their own little paw print ornaments that we had made. So like, I was like, never mind. I'm not going to have my own Christmas tree.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But my mom goes all out for Christmas. So I just get it all out of my system in like 2 days, Christmas Eve and Christmas. My mother like insists that we stay the night and this and that. And I'm getting old, Joe.
Yeah.
I shouldn't be getting as many gifts as I do on Christmas.
Oh, but that's fun, though.
It is. I know, but like, I still get like Easter baskets and stuff.
You could be a child at heart still.
Yes, that's right. So I can't be a full ass adult because my mother keeps giving me stuff for every holiday. Even Valentine's Day, I get stuff from my mom.
I don't feel like that's the like indicator of whether you're a child or not still. I feel like you can still get stuff as adults. That's fun.
I like it. We were supposed to be talking about what you're up to, but it's turning into me.
Yeah. So are you very festive at all? I get the feeling that you maybe are not a big holiday person.
I love Christmas. I think maybe it's just because, like, I live alone. I don't watch TV. So I'm not seeing Christmas ads. I just feel like I'm not getting a lot of holiday exposure this year. So I like the holidays. I suck ass at wrapping gifts. And normally one time I literally wrapped a gift in like paper, like notebook paper. I just wrapped it in notebook paper. Normally I just show up with like a grocery bag and that's the gift inside of it. But what I do for Christmas is like, come, I wrap my stuff terribly, and then my mom like puts all my gifts in the back behind the tree so no one sees my shitty wrapped gifts when she takes her photos and stuff. I like the holidays. It's like a day and not a season for me. Also, it's not cold, which does not help me get into the festive spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What?
Interesting. Yeah, it sounds like you're like, I'm a big Christmas fan. Anyway, I never put in any effort. I wrap my presents up in paper.
Okay, well, maybe I just like being the recipient of gifts on Christmas. I should be getting the Persona 3 portable soundtrack on vinyl for my sister. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be sick.
I should be getting that. All right.
Well, basically,
on Christmas Day.
Okay. If I'm being honest, I watched her purchase off Amazon, so I know what's happening. I just don't want to.
Oh my God. You can't be doing this.
Well, she's like, what do you want? And I sent it, and then she's like, okay, bought it. Boom, done. I do think surprise gifts are more fun. Normally, the thing I like about Christmas is like picking gifts for everyone, but I'm just so poor right now that it's like, here's like a bunch of tiny things as my gift to you instead of like a nice big thing. God, okay, now I'm getting hot. It's getting hot. sorry, I don't
know. I don't
like being interrogated about my Christmas spirit. It's making me.
No, it's okay.
I fail the truth detector or whatever.
The truth telling.
Yeah. I just haven't eaten anything yet.
Oh, yeah. That probably also matters.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been watching any anime? Doing anything?
I'm just continuing to. Just play.
You're not ruining Christmas.
But shush! They literally, like, when the Grinch song comes on, my stepdad's always like, "Oh, it's Sarah's song." And
that's your theme. They're playing your theme.
Yeah, I think it's just because when he first came into our lives, I was 13, and I was like very protective of my little family unit, and I liked it how it was, and so I was like kind of a brat and mean to him. Like, he likes to joke that it took years to get a hug from me and all this, and they called me the mean ager, and that's when the Grinch was conceived as one of my nicknames.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. But no, I haven't, other than Chihaya, I haven't watched anything, and I don't have anything to talk about for recommendation this week. I've just been playing Baldur's Gate 3 on my Steam Deck. I'm in Act 3 now. So, like, I maybe have 25 hours left, I would guess. Playing it, I'm excited to play ours where I'm a monk. Because, like, monks, I feel like, start out so good. Like, you can just do so many actions in your turn. And the only thing is there's, like, barely any armor dedicated to monks. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, combat wise at least that should be good, because I've always played like ranged or arcane based, we'll probably not play that for. So when are you coming now? When did you push your flight back to?
I'm going the 24th now
of what
of December.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I'm flying in Christmas Eve now. Dang. I need time to recover. Okay, I'm only on day like 3 or 4 of having the flu. I can't be going like tomorrow. What if I'm not better yet?
Yeah, I guess.
Can't be getting my parents sick. That's no. That's dumb.
Yeah. Is your sister going to
delay
be
my
there?
Flight for that? Yeah, she'll be there.
Tell her I say hi and that. Okay. Ask if she watches Love Island.
She does not watch
Love and Island. If she doesn't, she should.
Okay. No, we're watching Traitors. We watched that.
Yeah.
Traitors season 2, which ended in a very stupid way.
Where it was CT and that Trishel chick. I hate her. Right? Uh-huh.
Yeah, if you just want to spoil the whole thing.
What? It's been around for like a year.
They're so dumb. Every time I watch it, I'm just like, well, it's over. They know who it is. This is going to be over next episode. And somehow it isn't. And I'm just like, how did you guys fumble this?
They
did that like 3 weeks in a row. And I'm just like, okay.
I like the housewife that was one of the traitors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, I liked her. Dan, dumb. Thought he was way better than he was. Ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways. Okay.
I've watched some stuff.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I am getting very close to the end of Space Runaway Ideon. It has 39 episodes because it got canceled. And then there's a movie. They made a movie afterward called Be Invoked, which is a great name. It's pretty wild. Like, it took a while to get going, but now that it's gotten going, I'm like, this is a pretty cool show. I can see why people would be upset that this got canceled.
Mm.
From the 70s, so it's that it old style, but it looks really cool.
The only anime to ever have dinosaurs in it, according to us. So,
confirmed dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
Do you feel I'm sad? Like getting,
I guess it's from the 80s. It's the 1980s. Okay. I was wrong.
Do you feel sad when you get to the end of a show? Or are you like, okay, no. Cool, knocked it out, time for another one?
Well, usually because the ending's like where they do the most interesting stuff. So it's like, that's where it's like the most hype, and then it ends and you were like, damn, that was cool. This is shorter because like a lot of shows, like, so I'm like maybe 10 or like 12 episodes to the end of Gundam Wing, and right now Gundam Wing is really heavily spinning its wheels. I'm just like, what are we doing? What is happening? I feel like we've lost the plot a little bit. That show apparently had production problems and they changed directors halfway through.
Oh dear.
But you know, as is normal with Gundam stuff, it's like you get to the last 8 episodes and everything starts coming together for some cool stuff. But before that, like the 10 episodes before that, anything could be happening. Who knows if it's relevant? So this is kind of the arc I'm used to. But yeah, so Ideon going strong. I'll hopefully be finished with it in a couple days.
Nice.
Fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Crunchyroll came out with a Wrapped thing, like a recap of the year?
Yes,
everyone's doing it. I share everyone's account with my sister, so mine was skewed toward whatever she was watching, which was Black Clover and One Piece. Exciting news, not anime related. I just saw that it's been announced that I think Jack Black and Paul Rudd are gonna make an Anaconda movie that comes out next Christmas.
What?
You know the Anaconda
movie?
Yeah. Oh man. So I'm kind of excited.
Is this like
for that.
A franchise? What is this?
You've never watched any of the Anaconda movies? Like the first one had like Ice Cube and J-Lo and other like celebrities and super cheesy monster movie. I can't believe you haven't seen it. Oh my god.
I think I've seen this on TV, maybe. It looks really stupid.
Yeah, it's bad.
They made more of these?
Yeah, multiple.
Okay.
But yeah, what's your favorite Christmas movie?
Okay, I'm not done talking about all the anime I've watched yet.
Okay, I've noticed I movie. Like
what's the Christmas?
I cut you off. I cut myself off. Like
you're like frenetic. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, sorry. Christmas movie.
Continue. Okay, Christmas movie. I don't know.
You don't know.
The best one? I watched Home Alone 2 recently. That's pretty good. I don't. Yeah. I'm not big on Christmas movies.
Okay.
To be honest.
Who's the Grinch now?
I mean, I like the Grinch as a Christmas movie. That's pretty good.
The live action or the animated?
It's nice
one?
And short. I like the animated one better, but the live action one's also pretty special.
Mm-mm.
I guess.
Yeah. You know what the chick holiday movie is? chick flick one. It's The Holiday with Jack Black.
Is it The Holiday? Okay. It's,
it's got Jude Law.
They switch houses.
Gal from Titanic. Yeah. That one's really popular.
Do you like it though? Are you just pointing out that it's popular?
It's just, I don't know. My mom and sister love it. It's fine. Cameron Diaz. That's the other one. Listen. I feel so scattered today, but we should just cut me off from rambling more and just get to the.
I watched the end of Blue Eyed Samurai.
Oh, yeah. Okay. More terrible.
I don't understand why any of that stuff happened at the end. Okay. Clearly, it ended setting itself up for another season, of which it's going to get a second season that's only like 6 episodes or something, because, you know, Netflix likes to sabotage itself, which I don't think is going to be enough. And I don't know if that's going to be particularly good. I don't like where the character arcs ended for a lot of these characters. I don't like it. There's like a thing going on with. Okay. I have this theory, right? That because Game of Thrones was like the most popular thing in the world for like 10 minutes.
They want to kill everyone off.
But it's like everybody learned the wrong lessons from that show. So it's like in this show, there's like a cast of characters. There's like 5 characters, right? And they're like go and do their own stuff sometimes. Like a lot of them are disconnected and they come together at certain times. And so it's like the thing you want, right, is when all of the whole crew gets together and gets to be like a whole crew and you get to see them interact and stuff like that, right? Like that is ultimately what you want from that. But because in Game of Thrones, that doesn't happen. Everybody stays disconnected for as long as possible. That's become the thing. So it's like, oh, you want all these characters to interact and be friends and hang out. Well, they don't get to because this is an adult show, which means all of these characters are disconnected and barely ever interact with each other. Isn't that so much more fun? Mm-mm. Isn't that great? Isn't that what you want? Don't you love it when a bunch of characters don't interact or have anything to do with each other? That's so good. I'm being sarcastic. I think it sucks. it annoys me so hard. I'm just like, what was the point of following around this person if they're just going to do their own thing at the end? Who the hell cares? Awful. Awful.
Sounds like you loved it.
It was fine. You know, ultimately, I think it's okay.
With a group?
Yeah, I watched it with one of my friends. They also thought it was kind of mid. We gave it like a 6 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, there it is. Would I watch a season 2? Yeah, I probably would, but I don't know. I don't have very high expectations for it. I feel like this was ultimately kind of a dud. I feel like there's a lot of missed opportunities here.
I mean, I like the premise that it's like a kind of gender bender thing.
I mean, all the stuff about gender is good. Everything about like, oh, you're not being an honorable samurai is incredibly stupid. And then like the way things end is also like ridiculous. Like they can't even like kill off one of the main bad guys because he's like the most fun character in the show. So it's like it just ends up being kind of a mess. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
Watch that.
Okay.
You got any other stray thoughts before we get into Shia Peru?
HBO has some good documentary series. Like the past few nights I've been watching, because they have like, it's like CNN docuseries, but like the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, 2010s, like they have a bunch where it covers like political things, cultural things. So that's been fun to watch. Like they'll have one about music in the, or movies, and then, or like technology advances. And so I don't know, it's fun to just see people talk about how it was, experience those things that I never got to because I wasn't around at the time. It's just so well. I just love people talking elegantly about things. It's so good.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it.
Imagine if we spoke elegantly about stuff.
Yeah, I simply cannot. I can't do it.
Requires a level of preparation that we are not going to be able to achieve.
Nope, nope, nope. That's it. That's all I got. Let's do this.
Okay. Well, Chihaya Furu, we're doing 3 episodes now. We're transitioning to 3 episode shows because we got to get through this. And also, not like a ton happens in these episodes. We're like really into just, we're just doing sports now. The drama is extremely low. Well, in one of the episodes, it's kind of high. Anyway, we'll start with the voice actor. The voice actor for Sutomu is Tsubasa Yanaga, who is the voice of Nagisa in Free, who's like the blonde kid.
I was just thinking of Nagisa from Clannad.
It's not that one. It's Free, the swimming one. Also, the voice of Tiny Trunks in Dragon Ball Daima when they all get turned into kids.
Okay, I was like, Tiny? I thought his name was just Trunks. Okay, why is that a thing? I feel like so many shows are now doing where they have like a chibi spinoff of characters doing just like randomly feudal Japan characters being in high school or like weird scenarios like that. They did it with Attack on Titan.
Yeah, that's like a known kind of
special.
Like, there's a lot of comic strips that are basically just like, what if we take the characters from this show and make them like little goofy little guys?
Mm-hmm.
Those are those like four panel comics. I feel like those happen a lot and they'll just like adapt those into little series. I mean, Daima is just like Dragon Ball is always goofy. Like, it's never really serious.
Yeah.
Z is probably the most serious thing out of all of it, which is, I guess, the thing people are most familiar with. So having them all turn into like first graders or whatever is like not that weird for that show, I feel like.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, he's also the voice of Amuro in Mobile Suit Gundam Son, which is like the parody version of Gundam that they made in 2013.
Nice. Will Gundam like ever end? Or is it just gonna go on for the rest of time?
Well, what do you mean? It's a franchise, so I mean
I know. They just keep making new ones. So many. Oh, goodness.
I mean, they're not all related. You know what I mean? It's like, are they going to keep making Star Wars forever? It's like, I mean, I guess they can.
But should
nothing stopping them.
I was just going to say like a line from Jurassic Park, but it's so not. All you could do is think if you could that you didn't stop to think if you should or something like that.
Or something like that.
I can't remember the exact
big Jurassic
wording.
Park fan. Well, you know the famous line, maybe you shouldn't do science. I don't know.
You know me. I can never be 100% certain. I always got to like leave the caveat. I could be wrong just because I have no faith in myself.
Can't commit. Can't commit.
Nope.
Stuff.
Nope. Never.
So he also does like a lot of other like one off kind of characters. Like it plays some character in One Piece whose name I don't. Bobbin. I don't know who that is. A lot of other like kind of appearing in a couple of stuff.
This is his not first like major recurring role.
Out of all of the episodes of stuff, this is the only one that like goes higher than like 30. There's some TV shows I've never heard of. Like he's Kaoru Matoba in The Night in the Arena. Not sure what that is.
No idea.
Hiroshi Miwa in Demon King Daimao.
Never heard of it.
Satsuki Hanabusa in Yumiario Patisserie.
I think I know what that show is. It's like, I am thinking correctly, it's based off this dating sim with like a school for pastry chefs. So maybe he's somebody in that.
Yeah. So it's a lot of stuff like that. Also, this guy's in a band.
Okay.
So I think he's done some like OP work or something. I don't know. And also just music. Married to another voice actress. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Chihayafu Reverse 11 is called The Sky is the Road Home. What was happening last time? They're in the tournament, right? Yeah. They're in the tournament. They're in the finals. They're going to the finals. That's what happened last time. God, it's been so long. It feels like it's been like a year since I last watched this. We open on Dr. Harada and his student Hiroshi rushing to see Chihaya's match in the finals. They walk in on the team in a huddle trying to figure up their lineup. Chihaya advocates for a lineup where Taichi should be in the middle to give vocal encouragement to everybody, and Nishida and Chihaya are on the flank so they can focus on winning quick. They decide to go with that lineup. She like writes down their names on the sign-up thing, and she uses everyone's nicknames, and she also doesn't know the kana for the kanji for Kana's name because she's a child. It's like a first grader.
Oh my gosh. They're not going to know who that is based off Porky, you know?
I'm just going to say there's so much talk about the lineups in these next three episodes that don't seem to matter at all. Like, because it's basically just random every time. So it's a lot of time spent on a thing that doesn't matter. I don't really understand.
Yeah, just a distraction more than anything.
I mean, I guess you have to have something to do before a match. Dr. Harada sees Tai Chi and they catch up. Tai Chi tells Dr. Harada about Chihaya's struggle in the last round, but he blames himself for encouraging her incorrectly because I guess he has to take credit for everything. Dr. Harada is impressed with what a fine young man Tai Chi has become. Hiroshi points Retro out to Dr. Harada, who barely recognizes him. He's like, hey, he's that one kid. Remember when he used to play in the society or whatever? And he's like, oh, yeah. We see Retro do his divination to, like, predict the order that Chihaya's team's going to be in. He's entirely correct, and they base their whole lineup around it. So I guess it works out then when you have somebody who can do a divination. We get the actual lineup, which is as follows. Nishida versus some kid with a PSP. Kana versus a guy who's tall and vaguely looks like Ryu. Tai Chi versus Retro. Tsutomu versus another guy with glasses. And then Chihaya versus the creep with Sudo.
Mm-hmm.
The opposing team bows and wishes their opponents good luck. Chihaya also bows, but then comes up and like hits Sudo on his outstretched chin, which he's like did like as a setup. And he tries to like neg her into apologizing. Which she does, but he wants like a specific wording, which like annoys her because this guy is annoying. Sudo positions his card in such a way that the Chihaya Fuwa card is like right in the middle of the field. So like they could both take it really easily. Dr. Harada sees Retro's teacher and recognizes him. The teacher comments that Sudo is a weird guy. And if he were normal, he could be a master, which was very funny. Dr. Harada says that he's confident in Chihaya's team and in Chihaya in particular. We cut away to Harada manning a totally empty bookstore that he works in. He gets on the computer to check his email, which he says he hasn't been able to do for a while because his computer at home is broken. He opens his inbox to find 1,000 emails from Chihaya, including one that says she's playing in the finals right now. Harada looks at the clock.
It's just like 49 messages.
It's like a lot, though.
Okay, but now we know he wasn't intentionally ignoring her, but also
that's true.
Like,
he just doesn't check his email, which much. Honestly, yeah, I get it. I also would not check my email if I was in high school. We cut back to the tournament where the game has begun. Chihaya's team has a chant now. Round one starts and the opponents all win. They all take a card in it. So like get wrecked. We learn that Sudo is a striker, which means he's like a very aggressive player. Tai Chi tells him that it's only round one. So like hang in there, team. Play continues and Sudo keeps focusing on the cards in Chihaya's side, which is meant to keep her off balance. It seems to be working. Chihaya misses another card and Sudo taunts her, but Tsutomu, Tai Chi, and Nishida all get one card, so we're keeping spirits high. Chihaya gets together and finally takes one. Then she announces that she's going to take two in a row. Dr. Harada asks the other teacher how many readers there are, like the people who read the cards. And he says that there's just one, which Dr. Harada finds amusing because Chihaya has clearly learned her speech pattern. Play continues, and Dr. Harada tells us that Chihaya gets into a zone, which is good, but can also lead to mistakes, as both her and Sudo fault by touching the wrong card. Sudo tries to change up his strategy. He covers the next card instead of tapping it, which like gets in her head or something. I don't know. This seems like just a harder thing to do. I don't quite understand.
The
covering instead of tapping.
It's basic. It's because like some cards will sound the same, or so you may think it's this card. So you're protecting it and not taking it, but just in case it's the card that gets read, you can just then grab it. But like some of them have the same beginning. You have to wait until like the different word comes up and then switch. So we haven't really seen guarding of the card very much up to this point. It's something like, Chihaya does not possess.
You can't like move your hands onto the field before the card's read, right?
No one's
ever doing that. They're always keeping their hands to their side it's read and then they move.
Yeah, they have to wait until the line of the card thing. It could be also because there's something called dead cards where right, because there's 100 poems, but in a match, there's only 50 of them in play. And so there will be cards that aren't actually in play, but sound like cards that are. So like you may guard it until you determine if it is or isn't in this match.
Oh, OK. OK. So like you probably have to wait until they say the whole thing. Yeah. To know if that's a card in play. OK, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that was not clear to me. Let's see. She notes that covering was Arata's best move and wonders if his hands are as big as Sudo's now, because we're being extremely normal about Arata here in these three episodes. We're definitely not like sleeping on his lap or anything. Sudo repositions the Chihaya Fuwa card closer to him. Chihaya thinks about how that's her special card as an image of Arata plays on the screen. Play continues and Chihaya and Sudo are tied. PSP Kid recognizes Nishida and taunts him for quitting. Nishida is shocked that this PSP Kid is now a Class A. Like, how did that happen? This kid just plays his PSP. Tsutomu gets into a dispute over who touched the card first, and I'm just not realizing that there's no ref, and they just kind of like have to both agree.
Yeah, there's refs? Things like, well, I feel like there's probably like one person at least. But no, it's typically, I think there's etiquette, like if you're disputing a card of who got to it first, whoever side it's on it goes to. So there's like, I guess, ultimate fallbacks for deciding if they don't concede. But yeah, this is like a tactic some people use to be like annoying as hell. Like,
okay,
yeah, some people just give it up to make them shut up. Yeah.
Nishida sees this and decides that he's not going to give up. He puts his whole body into the next take, literally launching himself like in a corkscrew.
It's too much.
This encourages the whole team. It's like very dramatic. It's pretty good.
Yeah, like a barrel roll. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, do it. Put your whole body into it. Why not? Chihaya declares that she's going to start playing her offensive style. Kana and Tsutomu both lose early, so Taichi, Nishida, and Chihaya have to win now. We cut to Taichi, who's deep in his mind palace about his strategy. Retro faults, and we see that Taichi only has one card left. He wins the next hand, having never made a mistake all game, because I guess that's his thing, is not making mistakes. Chihaya and Sudo are tied 3-3. Sudo is rattled, though, and is playing defensively. His teacher tells him to go on the attack, so he does, and Chihaya and him trade a few rounds. Nishida wins his match, and the PSP kid is disappointed. It's down to Chihaya and Sudo. It's the last card. Sudo thinks that thinks about how he wants to take his team to nationals and looks at Chihaya as she takes the Chihaya Fuwa card right from under him and wins. Just like, just does it. It's very interesting. The team rushes to congratulate a now passed out Chihaya. Sudo wonders how she was able to do that, even though her eyes were not burning with a desire to win. We cut back to Arata, who gets an email from Chihaya saying that they're going to nationals. She also sent a picture of the team as we cut to credits.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Man.
PSPs, we love them. When you first the got PSP yours, kid. Did you? Okay, when I first got PSP, I like thought I had to take the disc out of the little thing. Not realizing you had to put the entire thing in there.
Oh, no.
I didn't break it, but like it took a while to dawn on me.
No, I bought mine secondhand from a friend, so they showed me how to use it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
That would be me. I used to bring my little handhelds to like
track. Dude, why wouldn't you? This seems like so boring. Like all you can do is debate. And also, like their team had backups, which is about to be relevant. Like having backups is good. So like I don't think PSP Kid like played every round.
No. Like but also, credits, I feel like you should be paying attention to your other teammates.
Nah,
you don't need that.
Like, what are you gonna do to them? They're playing their own game. They gotta focus. Play your PSP.
Yeah.
So is what it like? I think it's on because like earlier, Chihaya is like, well, they're gonna play more games than that in a row at a tournament, but like they wouldn't have to if they had backups. I feel like it's only them having to play that many games in a row.
Well, yeah, they could barely scrape together the bare minimum. But yeah, it's such a like extra, you know, like additional pressure is just that like there's no you. It's just you the whole time. Because like maybe you're in a funk and it would be better to like switch out someone else while you cool your head. Like Tsutomu.
Like what happened? Did.
Yeah. Stuff like
that. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you get sick with the flu.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, can you relate?
And that causes problems. Yes. All right. Verse 12 is called Sets the Forbidden Fields Aglow. We open on Chihaya getting the regionals trophy. The team celebrates and Retro leaps up and steals the trophy, and he cries about how he didn't win and then declares that he'll take it back next year. Sudo tells him they need to leave and they give the trophy back, and Sudo tells him to do their best, and we learn that this was Sudo's last high school tournament because I guess he's a senior. Chihaya goes home and we see her parents for the first time in forever. Her dad is cutting out a picture of his sister from a magazine. This might be the first time we've seen her dad.
I think so.
Yeah. Chihaya is about to tell him about the tournament that she was just at, but then her sister Chitose runs in and tells him to turn on the TV because they're airing a quiz show she was on. We transition to Taichi, who opens the front door to see Retro, who looks embarrassed. We cut back to the Ayase family watching the quiz show. Chitose sucked it up and didn't answer any questions. They try to cheer her up, but she says she's going to try to get on a drama so she can pay off her family's home mortgage, which was extremely specific and funny to me.
It seemed out of character for her.
It's very good to be like, no, I have to pay off the mortgage. Her parents are very encouraging, and we see that her dad has made 7-volume sets of scrapbooks he made of her photo shoots. Chihaya leaves without telling her parents about the tournament or getting a response from Arata. So, you know, get so wrecked.
Sad. Yeah, Chihaya. Same as when she was a kid. Nobody cares.
At school, their advisor half-heartedly congratulates Chihaya and Tsutomu for winning. She obviously doesn't care about Karuta and only cares about the tennis team. She's going to be doing some tennis stuff during the national tournament, so she gets some other teacher to, like, go with them to the Karuta finals. Then she tells Tsutomu that his grade is lower than before, so, like, don't spend too much time on card. Chihaya and Tsutomu walk back as she complains about their teacher. Then she begs Tsutomu not to quit because of his grades. He says it's fine. He just dropped to 5th from 2nd in class, but, like, he doesn't even care all that much anymore about being the best. He's made his whole life about Karuta suddenly.
I feel like it's good to have something to, like, divide his attention or like deprioritize studying. Not that it matters if it's Karuta, but like, you know, just give him something else to.
Yeah.
To
I mean, like, it's about. Bad to be obsessed with like your ranking, but also yeah. Just being like, oh, I don't even care anymore. It's just like the way he said it. It's just like, I'm fully dedicated. I'm all in on Karuta, baby. Well,
he knows he's still doing fine. Like, and then Chihaya's like, oh, I'm like 5th from the bottom. Yeah.
Chihaya says she's 5th from the bottom, and Tomu's like, maybe you should be worried about that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, it's funny, though.
I didn't realize she was, like, real bad at school.
Yeah, she's a freaking dumbass child. She can't even spell Kana's name. What do you think?
I think this actually is a problem.
Yeah! Well, like, okay, you know. The grading system in Japan seems insane because, like, people, what is passing? I feel like people get, like, a 30 and that's passing somehow. And I'm like, what?
I mean, most places it's, like, 50. Like, I feel like in Europe it's, like, 50% is a passing. And, like, I think the upper threshold for it's, like, harder. Like, it's harder to get 100.
Mm.
But also passing is lower. But the fact that it's, like, they post everybody's ranking every semester.
That's mortifying.
So you know what everybody else is crazy.
It's that, you know, pressure, just like public shaming if you're stupid. Oh my God, that's horrible.
Like, I knew what my class rank was, but I didn't know what anybody else's unless they told me. You know what I mean? So it's like, I didn't know who my competition was.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's why people thought I was smart because I was so quiet and just read all the time and asked for extra credit. But in actuality, I asked for extra credit because I needed to pass the class. I was just kind of average. Well, I did like A's and B's, but like math. Math was where I struggled. And it was just like, let me just pass this thing. But yeah, people thought I was smart and I definitely wasn't as smart as they thought I was. But they didn't know because we weren't like, you know, embarrassing students by exposing their grades.
That's, you know, that's a good point. We cut to a local news article about the Karuta Club in the newspaper. Chihaya recommends that they practice with the Shiranami Society in prep for the finals. Nishida, Tsutomu, and Kana refuse because Nishida has reconnected with his old teacher and they're going to go practice at some other Karuta Society instead. They leave. Taichi and Chihaya go to the Shiranami Society. Dr. Harada teaches Taichi and Chihaya some advanced advice, and then they practice, with Taichi playing against Hiroshi from last episode and Chihaya playing against Dr. Harada. We time skip to after practice. We learn that Hiroshi is in college and is going to go to, like, the Masters tournament soon, so he's really good. Chihaya is shaken by how much better Dr. Harada is than her. Taichi is like, you good, bud? And then he, like, pinches her cheeks to get her to talk because she's a baby. Chihai admits that she's scared of nationals because, like, what if they lose and, like, the guys from Retro Team are all mad at them for losing? Taichi smacks her on the head and shows her some strategy documents that Retro prepared for nationals because he scouted everybody because he put in the work. Then he reminds Chihaya that they beat them fair and square and they deserve to go.
I mean, I can see the pressure of, like, oh, we, like, took the dream of the people we beat. And so if we don't perform well, then it's like we're disappointing them in addition to ourselves kind of thing.
Yeah, this is the most, like, sports anime thing, I feel like. This is what I read. It's 100%. Always just like, oh, well, you, like, defeated some, you, like, crushed somebody else's dream for the chance of your own. So if you don't accomplish it, you did that for nothing. It's also very funny that, like, she's talking to Taichi about this, who's been to, like, 1,000 tournaments, and he's just like, dude, whatever. Come on.
Yeah.
Chihai goes home. Her parents are dropping her sister off at the airport, so she's alone. Chihai thinks about how she needs money for the nationals trips, but feels guilty about asking her parents. Also, Arata hasn't emailed her back, so she's feeling bad all around. She opens the newspaper to see the article, but it's been cut out. She goes over to the bookcase and she sees that her father has started a Chihaya scrapbook with stuff like her promotional photo for Kana's family's shop and the article from today. Her parents get home as Chihaya bawls her eyes out.
Okay, why? She cries like a child, too. Like, why are you? Okay, who wails like that?
She's when baby. You're
a high schooler. Yes. Like. Oh, I don't know. I just don't like ever. Like, it's too much, girl. It's too much. I understand that your family's never loved you until this point, but
I also like how, like, never had a conversation with them. Her dad just made a scrapbook for her and, like, wrote, like, oh, good job. Like that. I mean, which is sweet, but it's like, I feel like you could have told your parents you feel like you don't get enough attention from them.
Well, like she's been doing things. Up to this point, why is it only if you get in the newspaper is it worth scrapbooking about?
How come they weren't even like, oh, they didn't even know the tournament was happening.
Yeah.
They should have been like, oh, how'd it go? Oh, that's great. You know what I mean? Like, I get, you know, like, they're not going to be, like, as excited for her stuff as Chitose's stuff, because Chitose's stuff is, like, bigger. But, like, you could still be encouraging, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my
this
God.
Was crazy to me because I really thought this was going to be again, I'm trying to figure out what the show's about. I thought this was going to be like a bigger thing, but I guess it's fine. I guess we're all good. I guess the family being neglected by your family ain't that big of a deal after all. They'll just start a scrapbook and you're done.
Well, I guess
no need to have a conversation about it. No need to have, like, real drama.
Yeah. Well, she's got, like, her friends that she can count on for, like, emotional comfort, and so sure, it's nice, but, like, she's not like as dependent on her parents' love as she would be if, like, she didn't have anyone else to get excited with and stuff.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I mean, she clearly still cared about this, so I thought this was gonna be more of a plot point than it was of, like, a B plot note in, like, a random episode, but I guess here we are.
Parents do not get a lot of time on screen in shoujo typically, like, you know, just like never. So
yeah, I mean, I guess these, like, a lot of these are not about relationships, like, with your parents necessarily.
No,
I'm sure there are shows that focus on that.
Yeah, it's just not,
I would imagine.
Yeah,
but yeah, so I guess they're all good. Let's see. Nishida, Kana, and Satomu are all fired up. We learn that Kana has sorted her cards based on the season related to the poem on the card. Nishida's like, that's dumb. You should sort them by syllable.
No, I don't like that they discourage her from what she says she thinks will help her the most. Let her try it at least. My God. Because then it could throw off other people. Because then they're not, they're like, why is she sorting it that way? And then they're thrown off. And if she knows, then she has the advantage. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I mean, it's just like, I don't get, because, like, the whole thing is that you're supposed to be kind of random about it. Or you're supposed to make it difficult to memorize, right? Wouldn't you want to have a difficult to memorize sign? If you do it the same, if everybody does it the same, then there's no advantage to, what's the point of even placing them? You could just have them in, like, predestined spots.
When I play it, because I don't know, I don't have the poems memorized. I just put the ones with similar, like, themes of what I think the beginning sentence could be together. Well, like, because if it's like talking about water, I'll wait for like a card that has like a reference to a river or something. And then like sometimes I'll be right that that's the card that goes with it. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, okay. Like, yeah.
Sure.
Whatever.
Anyway.
That's why I suck.
She snaps at him and asks him to recite one of the poems, but he's like, dude, I don't know the entire poem. I only know like the part that's on the cards. Shihaya reassures her that they all care about the poetry. It's just that they also want to win the games, which is another way of saying it. They don't really care about the poetry, but let's not worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
Their advisor sees that they're still practicing at the close of school. She sees them practicing and is shocked that karate is like an actual sport where you actually have to try and stuff. Chihaya flings the card at the trophy and then like tries to find a better place to put it so she's not smacking it all over the place. Kana recites a poem about a sunset. Not even one of the Karateka ones, just another poem. She affirms her love of poetry and Karate, and their advisor watches on. She tells the advisor bursts in and tells them all to go home and then takes the trophy, saying that she's going to put it in the trophy case with all the other trophies at school.
Aww.
We cut to her telling that substitute teacher that she's actually going to go to the Karate tournament after all. So like they don't have to go now. We get a montage of them traveling to the national tournament because we've done another time skip without telling me. They just did it. Chihaya tells Kana that ever since she told her about the Chihaya Furu poem, it looks red to her when she plays Karuta because it's about the red river, whatever the thing was. We get a cut of child Chihaya asking child Arata about the Omi Jingu as we transition into a now teenage Chihaya at the Omi Jingu shrine. Child Arata told her it was bright red as we see the bright red shine. Cut to credits. Red time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The extremely weird thing doesn't happen this episode is next episode.
Yeah, because the other teacher they were going to have escort them was only wanting to go because like some event he wanted to see was happening
gonna go
the
see
same
a
day.
Tournaments.
So he wasn't so going to be there.
I mean, who cares? Like, I don't think they like you don't need an advisor. The advisor doesn't do anything, so it's fine.
Yeah,
I don't know. I do not think.
Well,
that's
we
enough.
Saw the Haku, whatever the retro team, like their advisor actually plays with them and knows what he's talking about. So that's nice.
Yeah,
that used to have that.
Yeah, I mean that's good.
But now we have someone like new that's a spectator. So while like our folks are playing, teacher lady can be like, oh, what does that mean? And then we'll get rules explained to us via her questions.
Oh, okay. She's like plot device.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that's useful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This episode, I don't have that much to say about it. Kana reads some poetry.
Yeah.
And I still don't understand what she's into Karta. It doesn't really seem like they're leaning into the poetry at all. Let her organize the cards by season. It's fine.
Yeah. Hopefully
haters.
She just stands
her.
Up and is like, no, this is what works for me. Leave me alone. Don't bully me.
I'm
surprised
like
they're not calling
that.
Her like poetry girl or something.
call her Shakespeare. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, everything's resolved. Family problems resolved. Chihaya feels good enough to go to the tournament. Doesn't feel bad about crushing everyone else's dreams. Here we go.
Here we go.
Also, the tournament's right now. We're here on episode 13 at Nationals.
Well, like this episode ends with like the red and then we immediately cut and then it doesn't look red anymore in the last episode we're covering today.
That's true.
Yeah.
This is why we did three episodes, because I did not have very much to say about those last two episodes.
Yeah.
Verse 13 is called "For You, I Head Out." Just extremely funny title.
Well, it kind
of
relates.
For you, I leave.
Yeah. On a mission.
We open on the Karate Club going to the shrine. Chihaya prays for their safety so they can all play. A weird light sparks on her forehead, which I guess is a bad omen. Now that I think about it, maybe she got cursed. Suddenly, some black-haired girl that looks like a cross between Chihaya and Arata passes Chihaya as she turns to see the figure has disappeared as the opening plays. What the fuck was this?
I'm not gonna tell you.
Is this a real person?
Yeah.
Is this her imagining the two of them fusion dance?
They had a baby.
Because that's what it seemed like.
No.
And I'm like, bro, what are we doing?
No, she's a real person and she'll be a player later on.
All right. Well, that's good because I was like losing my mind about how weird. Really,
no ghosts.
Really weird.
There's
about
no ghost
this
in this. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, even the last episodes when she's playing, it's clear that like she like basically has interest in him romantically, just can't put that together herself, that that's what it is. But like, oh, I wonder how big his hand is and blah, blah, blah. That's like.
She's like obsessed with
him. He's a man now, is he? Yeah, kind of. But like,
she's like obsessed with him.
Yes, well, she's just has an obsessive personality.
Yeah, it's a little disconcerting, to be
too
honest.
Too much, yeah.
Anyway, they put on their hakamas to start the tournament. Kana's mom's also there to help. She seems fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nishida sees the group stages and notes that they have no heavy hitters in their first group, so that's nice. He also notes that Arata is not signed up for the individual tournament, but his school is in the team matches, so I don't know, maybe he's on the team or something. Other contestants start gossiping about Chihaya's team since they beat Retros in a big upset. They decide their lineup. This time, Satomu volunteers to be matched against opponents that are better players since he's the weakest one, and they decide to go with that. It doesn't end up mattering, though, because they guess the lineup long, or they guess the lineup wrong, so it's just random as always. As Chihaya starts placing her cards, her vision gets blurry and her hands start shaking. Things go bad in the first round, and Taichi tries to encourage everyone. Chihaya is overstimulated by the heat in the crowd. She curses God for not keeping her healthy. We cut to Arata wandering around trying to find the tournament. His grandpa used to drive him, so he doesn't actually know the way there, like not in a car. We get a flashback where his grandpa's in the hospital. He had a stroke, but still wants to play Karuta despite it. He tells Arata to visualize himself as one day becoming the best Karuta player in the world. The flashback continues as his grandpa has another stroke. This time it affects his memory and he can't remember Arata or Karuta. Arata takes this really hard. He stops playing Karuta to help with his grandpa, even as the people around him get better, including Chihaya, who sent him a letter when she made Class C. Back in the present, I think, Arata's grandpa has random moments of lucidity, and he scolds Arata for not going to the upcoming Karuta tournament that Chihaya is playing at. He's like, you should go and play Karuta, my boy.
Wrong. This is not the present. This is still the flashback.
Okay.
Because his grandpa,
they make this
dead
impossible to understand. They make this so hard to know when the flashbacks are, because he's dead, right? I thought he was dead, but then it's like he's like, you should go to the tournament, Arata, and he's like, I am gonna go, and then he leaves, and then he's on his way to see Chihaya in real time.
Yeah, no,
wearing basically the same outfit.
Yes, more of his iconic shirts, but no, because I think he's wearing a uniform in one of them, but yes, because it's like harder to tell with him versus like Chihaya when she's younger had short hair and now she has long hair, so there's like a more visual distinction of what age she is versus him, because like I think it was a flashback, well, because we learned this all happened about a year ago, so he was in middle school.
He looks the same.
Yes, basically.
Okay. Well,
yeah, but
whatever.
In the past.
He's dead. Who cares? Time flashback. I don't understand why this
no,
is here then.
It's sad. Okay.
Is it sad?
Dementia is like, I haven't encountered it in real life, but in high school, in my AP English class, we all had to do a group assignment where we all like discussed a documentary we were assigned, and one group had like dementia and stuff. And so they were playing footage from it in their presentation. And I started like crying in class in high school. No one else was, but I was just like, oh my God, it's so sad. Like,
I mean, it is sad.
They don't recognize you. I was like, oh.
Yeah. No, I don't know. That part is
for
sad.
Someone who is so passionate about Karuta to like not have that anymore is sad too. But basically, this just shows like Arda. Sorry, do you continue talking about that plot line at all, or do you want me to just...
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So his grandpa's dead, right? I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a flashback, because he kind of blamed himself
when
he died and stopped playing card. Yes, we knew he was dead already, but this just kind of showed why he felt that way, because his grandpa has this moment of being lucid and saying, why are you here? You should be at that tournament on your calendar. And so he's like, okay, I'm getting the green light from grandpa to go do that. And so he does, because that's him competing to make Class A. But when he gets back, his grandpa has passed. And so it's like that was like he felt like he should have been there rather than off at the tournament.
Okay.
But also it was like his grandpa's parting word is to encourage him to play Karta. And then he didn't.
Yeah. Okay. I did not. That was hard for me to parse.
Yes.
Anyway, Arata goes to the Nationals tournament that's happening in real time. He goes inside while he's about to leave. Is this in the past or is it in the present that he's
this
like
he turns around now. To leave?
Okay,
he gets cold.
He turns
feet,
around yeah. to leave, but then he decides not to because he hears them playing. And he goes in to see Chihaya's match. Chihaya's match is going real bad though, and she straight up just faints, just like face down. Taichi is able to catch her, but it results in her forfeiting the match. Arata runs up and is like, "What's going on?" And Taichi hands Chihaya off to him. Chihaya has a dream where she's still in the match, but then she wakes up to see Arata. She's like, "You can't be here. I'm in the middle of a match." Arata tells her that she passed out and had to forfeit, and she is upset that she blew it for everybody and cries. She curls up and rests her head on Arata's lap for a while as he thinks about how determined she is. Eventually, the team advisor drives her to the hospital to check to get checked out. Some guy recognizes Arata. What?
This is too intimate for how not close they've been with the
oh yeah
and the lap and
mm-hmm, with the hand in the lap and yeah
yes especially as I don't know I'm just like oh teenagers if he has thoughts for her what no never mind okay
this is brutal
but also way to go I mean Taichi is still like obviously probably wants to comfort her but like the rest of the team is depending on him. So he like gives her over to Arata, even though he knows that it's like not doing himself any favors, leaving them together alone.
Taichi taking L's.
Yes. But like doing it for the team. Get it.
He's in a catch 22. Let's see. Some guy recognizes Arata and says he wants to see him play again. Sometimes he looks up or Arata looks up to the sky and tells his grandpa that he still loves Karuta. We cut to Chihaya waking up in a very Japanese room, which looks like it's not in a hospital. It looks like she's just in like a hotel.
No, I think they took her to a hospital and brought her back.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
She opens the door to see an annoyed Sudo. He's here for the individual tournaments and he scolds her for forfeiting. He's like, I can't believe you like you beat us and then you like forfeited all your matches. But then the rest of the Karuta team shows up there to calm him down. They're like, lay off, bro. Chihaya apologizes, but Satomu tells her that he won 2 games today, actually. But they did lose their third match, so they're still out.
But yay for personal growth.
Yeah, he won 2 at the harder tournament.
And
he somehow
been,
won 2
yeah,
matches.
Must have been a huge... Well, right, because they were at like a big... They're in a big division of Tokyo, so like... stronger competition pull versus
yeah,
like if they're going against small that would have been good for his confidence
Chihaya says she's gonna try to recover so she can be in the individual tournament tomorrow which I guess she also qualified for
yeah I think I don't know if it's like yet to be certain I don't
like
remember
the class
this.
A
I guess we'll see
tournament
yeah like if they just have it by classes and because, like, what is the connection between high school and, like, whatever the, like, not professional, but, like, established group that runs all this and gives out these certificates? Like, is there a connection or should they be, like, separate? Like, school stuff doesn't apply to that because it's not one of theirs.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're related.
I guess, but... But yeah, so today was like team and then tomorrow's individuals, which I guess works for like if you go to a school that doesn't have a club because not enough people are interested, you could still compete with other people your age just in the individual term.
Yeah, well, I'm sure a lot of people on the teams are also in the individuals, right? Because it's like, that's also fun.
Yeah.
Let's see. She tries to recover so she can play in the individual tournament tomorrow. Taichi comes in. And she asks if he thinks Arata is disappointed in her. He deflects. He hands her a gift that Arata brought her. On the package, it says, quote, next time we'll meet in a match. Chihaya thinks that their feelings have reached Arata as we cut to credits. There.
I know. I'm like, girl, that's all you.
I'm like, bro, I don't think Taichi gives a shit about this man.
Nope, he's a threat. She's very clueless. So clueless.
I feel like there's I have this horror story in my mind where Tai Chi is gonna have to explain to her that she likes Arata.
Oh yeah, that would be so awful for him.
I feel like we're like it's this close to happening.
I feel like as the other female in the group, that's like Kana's responsibility, I think, to
but she's younger
out to her. No, they're right? All the same grade, I think.
Are they all the same grade?
I think so.
I guess so.
Yeah, because they're all first years. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, so
it's bad. The vibes are bad.
Yeah. Shihaya is
the vibes
just
on this love
mind.
Story are terrible.
Yes, it's. I mean,
I mean, Arata's
definitely
a sad
getting
boy.
More sports stuff. I think Arata is really cute too, though. So I like. I'm conflicted for
because
her.
He's sad and works
at
a bookstore.
I like that like a cat came in because he like went to greet because the door opened, but it was just a cat that went and laid down on the
floor. Do you like the like silent type that wear glasses? Is that what you're into?
No. I don't know. I think the like blue eyes and black hair is pretty. And so Mystery Ghost Girl also has that going on.
Oh my god. Yeah, they're like hybrid child, yeah.
Why do you think she looks like Chihaya?
I don't know.
She just looks like
long
Arata.
Hair.
No, her hair's like shoulder length. And it's more wavy. And
I guess, I don't
straight.
Know.
This is why video game hair like never looks good. Because dudes do not pick up on that.
Oh my god, we saw her for like two scenes. How the hell am I supposed to remember what she looks like? I watched this episode 4 days ago.
Did we see her twice? I thought we just saw her the one time.
We just see her the one time. And the only reason I think she's like a hybrid between the two of them is because she was quoting him in her mind as this woman appeared.
Okay. Nah. Yeah, we'll see more of this chick later. Because I was like, oh, is she like related to Arata or something? Because they look so similar.
There's no way.
It's their secret love
child.
That'd
be crazy. There's no way, dude. Like,
we'll find out.
We can't not know. You can't have a secret sister who you just never told anybody about, right?
It happens.
That would be so goofy.
You think, like, in Japan, 23andMe is, like, just opening the flight? Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, people have secret sisters they don't know about. My dad didn't know his dad, and so he got 23andMe and then found out he had a bunch of siblings in California. So, like, people don't know. Maybe that's why his dad didn't play Karada. He was too busy being a ladies' man.
Okay. Sure. I don't really think there's, like, a genetic component to him being good at Karada also. That would be weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What would you want, like, your strength to be in Karada? Because there's, like, the speed and kind of instinct folks like Chihaya, but then there's the more like intelligence and memorization like Tai Chi, or like more well balanced. Because I feel like Tai Chi, like he doesn't make mistakes, but that doesn't make up enough cards to win, you know? Like getting cards. Because people who play offensive card, it's good because if you steal a card from their side, you get to send them one of yours. So it's better than just taking from your own side. That way you're getting cards off your side faster, which is the whole point to have none.
It seems like just being better or faster is just better.
Yeah, unless you're a dumbass like Chihaya and don't even have them memorized.
Yeah, I mean, I think you should take the time to memorize the cards. But other than that,
or it gets distracted every match. So we never get to really see her dominate because she's always in La La Land during her matches. Ugh.
Yeah. I feel like just being fast is like most of the game.
Yeah, unless you, well, right, because we learn you only fault if it's on the other person's side that you get a card wrong. And if she's like very focused on taking their card, she's more likely to be messing up in a way that like she gets a card sent to her.
It feels like you should be fast and have long arms and big hands.
Yeah, like Arata. Are his hands big? We'll find out.
I can't believe she said that, dude. It's so oh man, is this we're only halfway through this season. I don't understand what we're gonna do next.
Tournament stuff.
but we're at the nationals. There's no tournament after this.
Well, not in high school, but also they
reset the clock.
Years.
Yeah, their first year.
Also, this happens. Anywhere. Well, like are we they'll gonna be get, second like, years, and then
yeah, is it going to be like there's two more episodes, and then we have a year time skip?
That would be crazy. No. I can't remember exactly, but you know, it's. I mean, basically, it's like yeah, we'll see her do the better.
Individuals. We have 12 more episodes.
We'll see. We'll see, won't we? At this rate, Joe is checked out. He's like, we are not doing season two right away.
That's not true. Again, I just don't understand what the show is about. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know. The pacing is weird to me.
You do overthink a lot. You're always thinking. You are
in our podcast episode where
about
we
shows that you're watching.
Dive into shows. Am I thinking too much about the show we're deep diving into it?
Well, yes,
I am thinking a lot about the show we're doing a podcast episode analyzing about.
Are there ever anime series that like live up to your expectations or surpass them? Because I feel like you consume a lot of media. And so like you have a lot of reference points of like how things can be done well. But like is anime normally more shallow of executing those things or like. What's the anime that you're like, whoa, that was so much better than I thought it was going to be? Or
I mean, there's a lot of shows that I think are like really good pretty much throughout.
Because like it seems like there's a lot of the times when we're recapping that you're like, oh, I wish they would explore this more. And then they don't.
Which is fine. Like, I'm not expecting them to do it every time. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, I wish we got some more of this, which is like, I don't need something to always give me what I want. I would like to know what the thing is about. Is the thing though, right? Where it's like this is my complaint about Chihaya Furu, which is just like I don't know what the drama is yet, because nobody has any drama at the moment.
No, well,
other than like there's the kind of the background stuff where like Chihaya is clearly down bad for Arata and Taichi likes Chihaya in a way that he knows is doomed, which is interesting.
What do you think Arata feels about Chihaya? Because I feel like he's just like can't be bothered with romances, like where he's at, you know, like he
I feel like
got
he's
kind
of checked out of
that.
His life. Yeah, he's kind of checked out to like really be considering a future, the future at all for himself. So yeah, I don't know. He had friends in high school or middle school or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. Because he didn't want to fall behind. That's why he wanted to.
He made friends. He has friends. Like when we go to his house and we see his like neighbor who is treating him like he is like about to have a breakdown every 5 minutes. I kept being like, oh, is he like a recluse? But no, like he has friends. I think he's fairly normal. I want to spend more time with him, but I don't think we're going to spend more time with him. I think he's always going to be a town over or whatever, which is unfortunate.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You're just bored with my analysis. I think too much about these things. Nothing lives up to my expectations of what if I knew what the plot was about.
I just like
my super high expectations.
I'm so not a thinker when I'm watching things.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where we're going with the show. I thought
you
we
just
were gonna
be along for the ride.
I thought we were gonna do stuff with like, oh, she feels neglected by her family, but that kind of got resolved, I guess.
That's too heavy, even though it is technically
too
a
heavy.
Jose, so you think
yeah,
they
this is
would?
Like the adult thing.
Yeah,
I think they would. This is like they can do sophisticated stuff in the show. Why wouldn't they be able to?
Because it's a sports anime first.
They can do sophisticated stuff in sports anime.
Yeah, we'll have to. God, we need to do a bonus episode. Maybe watch just a random episode of Haikyuu so you can see like top tier sports anime episode and compare.
I feel like part
no
of my
context.
Problem. Part of my problem is that you like sports anime and I don't. I don't think I do. This is probably the reason why these three episodes. I'm just like, yep. Yeah. Then they play the game and the game ends and they crush those other people and they feel bad for doing it. Next episode, like.
Yeah, I didn't think I would like sports anime either because I don't like watching sports in reality. But I think it's just because like anime makes mundane things so epic and it's like that's like a lot of what. Sports anime is just making the mundane exciting and making it seem cool, which either a show doesn't have that or it's like a lot more spaced out.
Well, I feel like the reason you don't like sports in reality is because you don't get the narrative if you just like, if you just watch a game of basketball, there's no narrative to it unless you are like following the players and like unless you really commit to following what's going on, then there is a narrative. And I think that that is really fun. But you have to like commit to watching a lot of games and learning a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I just feel I'm always sad because then like whatever the away team is, everyone's like booing them. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I feel so bad for them. And that's like all I can think of.
But yeah, so I think it's mostly just about that. Just having the narrative with it. And I just want to know what the narrative of Chihaya Furu is going to be.
Well,
we don't have it yet.
No.
All we have is Satomu saying, it's fine. I don't care about school anymore. I only care about Karuta. And we have Kana saying, I love poetry and I love Karuta now, even though we don't engage with the poetry at all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and Nishida's just like, I'm back in it, baby. I'm Nishida.
Yeah.
And Taichi, who just, again, I don't know. Is that kid... I want to see the arc where Taichi quits. He's going to have to quit at some point, right? At some point, he's going to be like, I can't keep doing this.
Or his mom interferes or something.
His mom interferes.
Where she is of it.
I mean, he's winning up to this point, so she can't be that mad at him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because I feel like he probably wasn't even that into the other things he was doing, too. You know, like what?
We never see him doing it.
Yeah, well, because right, he was at the in the first episode, he's like, oh, I'm thinking of doing the soccer team. But that's just because that's what he's done up to this point. So it's like a natural transition. But I don't think he's like especially passionate about horse riding or skiing or all that other stuff he has a bunch of trophies for, you know?
No.
He just does it. So I guess, I mean, Karuta could be like, he's doing it because... I don't know. Maybe that'll be further explained, but this is like one thing he is interested in and he's doing it despite like it not being advised by his parents, which he's always abided up to this point. So this is his little rebellion.
Yeah. His family stuff seems interesting.
Yeah. Seems sucky.
It seems bad.
I don't want pressure like that. Oh, boy. Anyways, I guess that's
all right.
Chihaya Furu for this week.
So you didn't watch any G-Witch is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Wow. Oops. You had time and you didn't even do it.
I know. Baldur's Gate has been all consuming. I stayed up until like 3 last night, but also I took a nap from like 5 to 11. So I was up late. I did get a massage yesterday because like I've been like really stressed by work with like trying to get everything done for the next 2 weeks that I'll be off. And then also I feel like I'm just like a bad sleeper. Like I get bad quality sleep, and so like I wake up tense, and then one of my neighbors has this freaking dog that's like barking at 4 in the morning, and I'm like, is no one, do I need to continue being the person to rat people out? And then like, oh, the construction outside that goes, like it starts so early in the morning, it's goes so late into the night. I'm like, damn, there's so much like noise pollution right here. And then actual litter, because for some reason there's like a whole set of groceries that someone just like left on the sidewalk, and I'm like, why is this here? What happened? You know, like,
okay,
now I gotta keep my dogs from trying to eat that.
So am I gonna be able to sleep when I'm staying with you, or is it just like...
You can borrow some of my trazodone if you need to.
I'm gonna bring earplugs, so...
Yeah, so you should definitely do that. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do with the dogs yet. If I should just have them here, and then they'll get... And Cricket will get used to you, or have my mom watch them, but she already has so many dogs, but... Because Lemon does snore sometimes. It's kind of funny.
That's fine. I can sleep through stuff.
Okay. Lemon, you're so cute.
I'll play a little bit more Forgotten Anne.
Yeah,
The puzzles are getting vaguer. Uh-huh. I'm having to look up answers to things, and the answer is always just like, oh, you needed to like pump this, like push this button 3 times or something, and it's just like, okay. I'm playing it on the Switch. I feel like maybe that's not the thing to play, because I feel like the controls for like a platformer are not very, like, they're not tight. So, like, I feel like I'll slide off of surfaces a lot, or, like, I'll, like, not hit the corner of something in the right way to, like, grab onto it. So there's a lot of stuff like that where I'm just like, ew.
Okay. I'm just not a platform girly, so I'm definitely never played one on a computer. Like, you use mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, for other platforms. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wild. Use the arrow keys. Use the arrow keys.
Crazy. Oh, man.
What's this
on your shirt?
The thing for...
It's a cow.
Yeah, it's Oktoberfest in Addison.
Okay, that's actually kind of cool. Sorry, I just keep seeing the little horns, and it just makes me think of my company's logo with the little Viking hat.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so play a little bit more. We're still getting along with it. It seems like it very much is leading into the guy you work for is the bad guy. If that wasn't obvious, I've like reached the point where they're just like saying that out loud. And they are getting mad at me for killing that one guy at the very beginning. But like, how am I supposed to do? You know, it's fine.
Consequences.
You can't be like, you can't give me an instruction tutorial. It's like, you can hold A to zap the life out of this guy. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then be like, you didn't have to do that. And I'm like, okay, but the instructions told me to do that. You can't get mad at me for following instructions in a video game that requires me to follow instructions. Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh. All right, I guess we're done. You're yawning into the microphone. Rate us 5 stars on your podcorn, your podcast platform of choice. Leave a comment. Tell people about it. We're gonna be doing some shows. We're gonna do the rest of Shia Fu. We're moving out a 3-episode clip now, so we should be through season one fairly soon, or sooner than we were before. That should be pretty good. Then we can figure out what we're doing next. I think we have some stuff planned. Depending on how good the ending of season one is, maybe we'll do more. Maybe we'll have like an intermediary show in the middle. Yeah, so we're going to try to do some interesting stuff. We're going to come up with a plan for next year, because we'll hit our one-year anniversary at some point.
Yeah, yeah, so that'll be fun.
Yep.
I guess our next recording will be after Christmas.
Yeah.
So I should have a new mic, so we'll have 2 mics here. Ooh. For when you're here visiting.
Wow.
As long as I can make sure this new one doesn't sound god awful, because why can't they just sound good out of the box? It's so annoying. Can't happen
what happened to me. Where I got a mic and it was picking up all the interference from my computer.
I don't think it's that fancy of one to have that be a concern, hopefully. It's just an Elgato one.
Okay.
So we'll see, but it's like the low profile one, which I think will be good, because when I'm playing and I like just see it in my periphery, it's like, oh, so it'll be nice to just have it from below. And then it'll be white to match my desk and stuff.
Nice.
I just know everything I'm getting for Christmas.
Wow.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I bet I'm getting bath salts or some shit that I'm not expecting.
Time to get high off of bath salts. Let's go.
Like a bath bomb or whatever. But I'm like, have you seen the nasty ass bathtub I have in my apartment? I'm not laying in that.
We should do bath bombs.
I wonder if there's like a hot tub one you can get. There's probably. Put one in the hot tub. Let's see. I don't know. Should we go? I'm like, what should we do when you're here? Go hiking?
We don't have to go hiking. It's okay.
I need like an umbrella hat. That's what I need. Like one of those parasol hats. Rainbow colored to make me look really cool.
Protect me from
the sun. We're going to work on our cosplays. With Jenny. I don't know when that's happening.
We'll have stuff to do. We'll give you an update. I think we are going to record in person.
Yep.
So we'll both be in the same room. So that'll be a new thing. And we'll, I don't know. We're just going to do a normal episode. Are we going to do something special? I guess we'll decide.
Maybe we'll do both. Yeah, because the only one we've done in, well.
Am I still going to have to watch maybe 3 episodes? I guess we can watch the 3 episodes together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can watch you like scowl at the screen and be trying to decipher why people are doing things. And I'm gonna be like, is it tight?
I'm sorry, is your head in his lap? Is that what's happening? Okay. Is he like stroking your hair? What are we doing?
No.
He was
not. I don't think he's that.
He's a coward.
He was not. Well, like, there was a bed laying in the bed. Like, why?
No, she wants to be on him.
I say go
for it, girl, but also she needs to know what she's doing, and I don't think she does.
Well, also, he doesn't seem interested.
He showed up to her tournament. He's interested.
I know.
You don't know.
But like for friendship. I don't.
Well, you don't know. He doesn't know. It's been a long time since he interacted
not
with
very
anybody.
Good
he just checked his email for the first time in 10 years. So.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well. Remember, if you get sick and can't go on your airplane flight or can't do your tournament, just drink a lot of fluids and get a lot of sleep. That's probably what I'm going to be doing in a little bit. So,
yeah,
recovery. Focus on recovery. Yay.
Yay.
Don't get the flu. Get the flu vaccine if you haven't already. Get the flu shot.
Spread the word. Just go to your local Walgreens or something. Easy peasy.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for listening,
Merry
everyone.
Christmas.
Yes, we hope you have happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
We'll chat with you one more time before the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll have one final send off.
Yeah, along for the ride up to this point. 2025, that's going to be the year.
It's going to be a bad year. The year's going to be so cursed, man.
Oh, no. The Anaconda movie's going to save it at the end.
Well, we'll always have the Anaconda movie. You know? They can't take that away from us. Unless they do.
They could push it.
Unless they do the Discovery thing where they just shelve made movies to like do a tax write-off. But there's no way they would do that for Anaconda, the acclaimed franchise.
Yeah. God. Yeah, right. We'll have to watch those.
No, I think we're good. I think I can just imagine.
Okay.
Anyway, right. Bye.
Bye.